From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. Federal inspections of the two Iowa farms linked with the recall of more than half a billion eggs found that the facilities were rife with safety problems. Iowa Public Radio's Kathleen Masterson has more.
Officials from the Food and Drug Administration documented numerous instances where Wright County Egg and Hillendale Farms failed to take basic steps to prevent the chickens from becoming infected with salmonella. Problems include barns filled with flies and dead maggots, quote, too numerous to count, rodent infestation, and escaped chickens walking over manure 8 feet high to get to the egg-laying area. Inspectors spotted live mice, and multiple facilities were riddled with rodent holes. The report also states that workers did not document proper washing and disinfecting of equipment. More than half a dozen samples taken from the manure, the chicken feed, and the walkways all tested positive for salmonella. For NPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson in Des Moines, Iowa.
Forecasters say Hurricane Earl is heading for the U.S. and could wash ashore as early as Thursday. The Category 4 storm is packing winds of 135 miles an hour as it moves away from the Caribbean. If it stays on its current track, Earl could cut vacation short for people in the mid-Atlantic states. The Department of Homeland Security says it now has the border with Mexico covered by unmanned aerial drones. DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano says a drone will begin patrolling this week from South Texas. NPR's Ted Robbins has more.
DHS now has three drones and expects another three by the beginning of next year. Secretary Napolitano says the new Predator drone will fly out of Corpus Christi, Texas, starting Wednesday. She says it gives border-wide aerial coverage for the first time.
We will now be able to cover the southwest border from the El Centro sector in California all the way to the Gulf of Mexico in Texas.
The Border Patrol says the drones provide intelligence to agents on the ground, helping them locate drug and people smugglers. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
An alleged drug kingpin with a $2 million U.S. bounty on his head is in custody in Mexico. Federal police captured Texas-born Edgar Valdez Villarreal at a home in Mexico. He's said to be the third major drug lord brought down by Mexico's security forces in less than a year. Valdez has been blamed for a vicious turf war that includes shootouts and bodies being hung by bridges. Tennessee's governor is asking for tolerance after a suspicious fire over the weekend damaged a mosque under construction in Murfreesboro.
I would ask everybody to remember that this is a country whose deepest origins are in religious freedom.
Local Muslims are worried their construction project has been dragged into the national debate surrounding the proposed mosque near Ground Zero. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average took a tumble. This is NPR News. Two men traveling from Chicago to Amsterdam on a United Airlines flight are being investigated after some unusual items were found in their luggage. They were questioned after arriving in the Netherlands. Authorities say one item was a cell phone taped to a Pepto-Bismol bottle. As of Monday night, officials said the men had not been charged with anything in the U.S. A Christian aid worker is free, released on Monday after more than 3 months in captivity in the Darfur region of western Sudan. But as NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, kidnappers in the area remain active.
Violence in Darfur is way down from the days when marauding gunmen routinely attacked villages there. But the region remains very dicey, and kidnapping foreigners for ransom has been a particular problem this year. Flavia Wagner, a worker with the evangelical organization Samaritan's Purse, was abducted in May after armed men stopped a two-vehicle convoy in which she was traveling. The Christian group said the 35-year-old was freed Monday. Franklin Graham, president of Samaritan's Purse, thanked the American and Sudanese governments in helping to secure her release. The Sudanese said police rescued her. On Sunday, kidnappers grabbed two Russian pilots who worked for Sudan's Badr Airlines, according to the government's state-run Suna News Agency. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Nairobi.
After a month of tragic flooding, there's finally some good news out of Pakistan. Levees of clay and stone that were quickly built have spared a city in the southern part of the country. Thousands of residents of Tata are now streaming back to their homes. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News, in Washington.